I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Bolivian President Evo Morales could be out of a job. Eight opposition governors could face the same fate. That's what's at stake in Bolivia's recall referendum this Sunday. The vote could end years of friction between the left-leaning president and the conservative opposition. The governors have challenged Morales for most of his time in office. But the referendum could also spark new unrest in Bolivia. Ruxandra Guidi has our story from La Paz.
Evo Morales is quite confident he'll remain in power after this Sunday's vote. A recent poll shows that Morales' approval rating rose to 59% in July, a margin that would see him survive the recall. He needs to win 53% of the vote to stay in office. But the anti-Morales camp has been pressing its case on the nation's airwaves. In this opposition commercial, an indigenous woman is in her humble kitchen complaining about the rise of food prices. "This wasn't the kind of change I expected with Morales," she says. The ad is often followed by a pro-Morales one. This time, the message is that thanks to Evo Morales and his subsidies, the price of rice and other staples are still low. President Morales has billed this recall as a face-off between those who want the state to have a greater control over the economy and those who want pro-business politicians back in power. But the situation in Bolivia is actually much more complicated. Morales proposed his referendum last year in a bid to undermine right-of-center opponents who have challenged his economic and constitutional reforms. Morales has had to put on hold plans to redistribute land for poor farmers, for example. Meanwhile, opposition governors are pushing for regional autonomy. Carlos Mesa Gisbert is familiar with such drama. He's a former president of Bolivia and Evo Morales' predecessor.
El día 11 de agosto, el país va a estar exactamente igual que el 9 de agosto.
He says that on August 11th, the country is going to be just the same as it was on August 9th. He predicts Morales will still be in power and Bolivia's problems won't have changed. Mesa Gisbert says the only thing that will have changed after the referendum vote is the legitimacy of Bolivian democracy. He, like many other people who are opposed to Morales, believes the referendum vote is unconstitutional. Complaints about the legality of this referendum vote have been around for months. The most vocal critics have been Bolivia's opposition governors, whose own jobs are at stake in the vote. In fact, they are more likely to be thrown out of office than Morales is. Manfred Reyes Villa is the governor of Cochabamba, a region in eastern Bolivia that's been pushing for regional autonomy. At a recent press conference, Reyes Villa said he'd do everything in his power to stop the referendum scheduled for August 10th.
Ustedes saben que antes de ingresar a un plebiscito o a un referéndum, 90 días antes tiene que cerrarse el padrón. Sin embargo,
he says, you all know that 3 months before a referendum vote, everything should be under control, including voter registration procedures. But the governor said the National Electoral Council is still adjusting the ballot. And he accused Evo Morales' government of aggressively registering its supporters and of using fake names on voter lists. But so far, the opposition campaign to derail the referendum has failed. At a recent speech in that same state of Cochabamba, President Morales hinted at one possible scenario after the vote.
Si me revoca, no tengo ya más voz y voto. Pero si me ratifica...
He said, if I get revoked, I won't have a choice and I'll have to step down. But if you keep me as president, and if any governor is forced out, I promise I won't be naming successors without first consulting the people. Morales doesn't have to say who he'll consult with exactly. If the president stays, the law says that he'll have the power to fill the posts as he sees fit. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, La Paz, Bolivia.